From Tidbits on November 3rd, 2008, this is the audio edition of 6GB of RAM and a MacBook or MacBook Pro, written by Adam C. Angst. After a few weeks of internet conversation and testing, it turns out that recent MacBook and MacBook Pro models, both the just-introduced aluminum and glass models and the two previous minor updates, can address not just 4GB of RAM, as Apple's technical specification pages state, but 6GB of RAM. To identify if your MacBook or MacBook Pro is new enough, run System Profiler, and in the Hardware Overview screen, check the Model Identifier line after the model name or two numbers separated by a comma, as in 3, 1. If the first number is 3, 4, or 5, the Mac should be able to handle 6GB of RAM. The laptops both have a pair of DIMM slots. The current MacBook and MacBook Pro models require a new form of high-speed memory called DDR3, running at 1066 MHz. Previous models use DDR2 RAM running at 667 MHz. Standard configurations have either 2GB or 4GB of RAM, achieved by installing a pair of either 1GB or 2GB DIMMs. So what if you replaced one 2GB DIMM with a 4GB DIMM? The answer seems to be that the MacBook and MacBook Pro both operate reliably with 6GB of RAM, as long as it's the same type and speed of RAM. However, reports indicate that the next logical step, installing a pair of 4GB DIMMs for a total of 8GB of RAM, does not work properly. As yet, it's unclear if the problem could be resolved in software, such as by Snow Leopard, the next major update to macOS 10, or if there are hardware issues. There are some downsides to jumping to 6GB. First, you must install mismatched DIMM sizes, one 2GB DIMM and one 4GB DIMM. When working with a pair of identical DIMMs, the Mac can take advantage of its dual-channel architecture to increase the speed with which data can move from RAM to the CPU. However, for most usage patterns, a dual-channel architecture provides only a slight speed improvement, and losing that is probably outweighed by the benefit of reduced virtual memory disk swapping. At the moment, there is another problem. Price. Ramjet just announced the first 4GB DDR3 1066 DIMM for the recent released MacBook and MacBook Pro models, and it's not cheap, at $599. In comparison, a 2GB DDR3 1066 DIMM costs only $75 from Ramjet. For the previous generations of level laptops, a 4GB DDR2 667 DIMM is a lot cheaper, at $159.99 from Newegg. Personally, I'd wait for the price to come down on the 4GB DDR3 1066 DIMM. And lastly, I must stress that this is an unsupported configuration, and I have not tried it personally. If you have problems and call Apple for help, they will be entirely justified in giggling at you. Don't say you weren't warned! This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and, you know, I'd think about putting 6GB in a MacBook, but or MacBook Pro, but, you know, honestly, with the new ones, I'm waiting for that price to come down. It's just way too much at $600 for an extra 2GB of RAM.